7th chapter, beginning at verse 24. The Bible reads, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Supporting scripture coming from Book of James, the first chapter and the 22nd verse, you'll find, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." So on the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought, a subject this morning: what kind of foundation is your house built on? What kind of foundation is your house built on? Well, it's a blessing to lift up the name of Jesus. You would think that we hear and know of all the things that are going on in the world, we would be more inclined to get closer to God and to keep our relationship with him intact. But we tend to still be a people that want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. But that's all right, too, because we understand that no matter what, we're going to have to still answer to him at the end of the day. We can go through a whole lot of different changes in life, but we realize that all that we've gone through, God has always been right there. And he's such a loving and a merciful and forgiving God that we owe God so much. When we can just look out and see that God is able to take the sunshine, the rain, and he can flip it and flop it however he wants to do it. So we serve a God that is mighty. We serve a God that has all power in his hands, and he's allowed us another opportunity to come. And as we look around and we tend to think that it's a rainy Sunday morning, it looks like it's raining on the outside with our attendance this morning. All right. But we can still glorify God in the midst of it all, because everybody got to work out their own soul salvation. If you ever been down and out and ever wanted to go to the house of God and was not able, then every opportunity you get, you press your way and you try to get yourself in the place so that you can give God your personal thanksgivings and your personal praise. It's good to hear the word, but you ought to have a testimony. You ought to have something on your mind dealing with you and the God that you serve, to remind yourself and to keep yourself convinced and to keep yourself moving forward, because the enemy is trying to rob us. The enemy is trying to get us to a place where we'll sit down and do nothing, where we will continue to have deaf ears to the word of God. But we got to open up our ears and we got to hear what thus says the Lord our God. So we're just thankful that God has allowed us this opportunity this morning to enjoy the goodness of Jesus and to just know that he is a merciful God. And as we lift up our voices, we need to lift our voices together for all of our brothers and sisters this morning that have suffered whatever loss that they have suffered during Hurricane Matthew. The things that the hurricane brought along were things that was beyond their control. And so we, the people of God, we got to stand together with them in this hour. We got to pray with them, not pray for them, because I know that they had to be praying for themselves. Anytime that you are uprooted from your home, then it makes you talk to the power, a higher power. Anytime you don't know whether you're going to make it or not, it makes you call on a higher power. Anytime you got loved ones that are living in areas that you don't know what the outcome is going to be, then it makes you call on that higher power. And so when our brothers and our sisters go through, we got to learn how to stand together in unity. We got to learn to put our forces together and to pray together and unite ourselves in a way that we can lift up and magnify the Lord in the midst of it all. Now, we ought to be thankful that we are actually located in an area where we get something, but we don't get the bulk of things, and that's all right now, but we don't know what is in store for us. God has a way that he can allow that storm, that rain, and it can, once it get inland, it can go anywhere it wants to go. And the thing about it is that when it comes inland, it's going to do some damage. And so we ought to be thankful this morning. We ought to have been glad to be able to come up, wake up this morning, and the sun was shining. And after 2 days of rain, and we didn't even really get the rain that a lot of our brothers and sisters have experienced. So when we complain about the little things that we have to go through, sometimes it ought to make us ashamed when we look and realize that there are many people that has lost their lives, and there are people that has lost everything that they have. And we know something about a little bit of water damage. When water damages something, it's no good for anything. So we're just thankful to God that we are yet still above ground, that we are still counted amongst the living, and we are able to pray ye one for another. The Bible declares, when my people who are called by my name would decide to humble themselves and pray, to seek God's face and to turn from our wicked way, then God said that he will hear from heaven, he will forgive our sins, and he will heal the land. This is a time for us to exalt and magnify the Lord together as one body in Christ. Many members, but yet one body, and not so much caught up into denomination, because it's not about denomination. It's not about the way you do things. It's about how you trust the word of God and how you allow yourself to live by God's rule. I find this morning that the enemy is still out there trying to steal, kill, and to destroy. So we must pray to God to have a covering over us, to bless us and to keep us even from dangers unseen, dangers that are unknown. We don't know what may happen from one minute to another. So we got to thank God for the covering of his Holy Spirit that comforts us and it keeps us. And when we look at the big picture, we know that there's more at stake than just me and mine. We got to go a little bit farther than just always thinking about just myself and my family. We got to think about others. We got to think about, we always talk about those that are less fortunate than we are. But do we really have any desire, any compassion in our heart that we really care about what's going on with somebody else? We got to come to a place where we ought to care about somebody, not just lip service, but it ought to come from the depths of our heart. We ought to be able to know that we serve a God that is able and he will do. But the Bible declared that we have not because we ask not. And a lot of times we don't ask because we don't truly believe that God will and can do any and everything. We got to know that we come to a place where we got to praise God, give him honor and respect. And when we think about all of the bloodshed, with all the lives that was lost, even so that we could have a right to vote. And then we sit down and decide that we can decide whether we want to or whether we don't want to. And we take it so lightly. But when you think of all of those men and all of those women that have died so that we could have this right, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We shouldn't have to be poked over and over again and persuaded to go out and do what ought to come natural. When you think about the fact that you had some forefathers that died so that you would have a better life, then you ought to utilize the life that God has given you. You ought to do something with that life. And that life ought to go more than just inside the four walls. And not so much the four walls of the church house, the four walls of your house. When you think about the house that you live in, you want your house to be a house of peace, a house of love, a house of joy. And we know that in every one of our houses, we've had some good times, but we've had some hellish situations. We've had some time when things were just going so wacky, we didn't really realize whether God was still on our side or not. And there were times when the enemy began to throw darts at you and began to make you feel like all of your praying has been in vain. But I know that there's somebody in here this morning that believes that I trust the power of a loving God. I know that I've done come a long way, but I also realize I still got a long way to go. Don't let nobody fool you. It don't matter how many folk that we have in the White House, how many folk we got in high positions. We still have to deal with racism every day. is still a reality in our lives. And, you know, it's sad that it's as bad as it is. And out of all the years that our people have suffered, we still can't come together as one body of Christ. We got to stop killing one another. We worried about them killing us. We got to still stop killing one another. We got to take care of our own. We got to get back into doing the thing that God would be pleased with and have respect one for another. We got to stop using every little excuse that we can as a scapegoat to refuse in doing what God would have us to do. If we're going to walk by faith, then we got to believe that somehow, some way, God has a purpose for our lives. That there's a purpose for your life. There's a reason why you pressed your way this morning. Somebody was so glad that their eyes opened this morning, so glad that they were able to put their own clothes on. Somebody was happy when they got an opportunity to say, I'm going to the house of God this morning. And when you get there, you ought to be glad to tell your God thank you. You ought to thank him for everything that the Lord God has done and is doing in our lives. I come to tell you this morning that even in a time such as this, we ought to still have that same mindset of David where he said, we will bless the Lord at all times and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. When the going is rough, we got to praise God. When we can't see our way out, we got to still praise God. We got to have a praise on our lips when we don't know what the proper words are to say, but we can always call on the name of Jesus. Anybody in here called on the Lord this morning? Anybody realize that you could have been dead and gone right now? And as you think about the fact that God has spared you to see another day, then it ought to make you glad about the fact that God is still right there by your side. You ought to trust that he is the God. He's your Savior. He's your King. He is your High Priest. There is no one greater than Jesus the Christ. No man, no woman, no angel, no prophet, no servant. There is nobody greater than Jesus. And I'm so glad to be able to say that he is the best thing that have ever happened in our life. Anybody know anything about that? You've done a whole lot of things in life. You've gone a lot of places, but nobody, nothing has done you like Jesus. Nothing gives you the joy of knowing that if you got peace of mind, that the Lord is on your side. Nothing gives you the joy of knowing that it's a reality that if I call on the Lord, he will hear and answer my cry. I believe there's some folk in here that have been talking to God. I believe somebody didn't wait until they got in the Faust Chapel. But you talk to God in your own house. You talk to God in your automobile. You talk to God as you walk up and down the street. Don't you know you don't have to be in this sanctuary to talk to God? You don't have to be in the sanctuary to have a relationship with God. But everybody ought to have some kind of relationship with the Lord. We ought to be able to tell the Lord whose side that we on by the way that we act. You ought to really know. We hear it said sometime that you don't have to wear a sign on your chest. And you don't have to wear a sign declaring that you're saved, but you ought to show some type of sign. That there ought to be some type of light in your life, to where you ought to have a glow every now and again. How many folk are just tired of folk that talking about they love God, and every time you turn around, they complaining about this, that, or the other. Oh, I love God, and the Lord is a way maker, but I'm always scratching my head. I'm always somewhere having a little pity party. It's time to back away from your pity party, stand up on your own 2 feet, and give your God praise for the things that you have. You may not have everything that you want, but how many are glad you're not where you used to be? How many are glad that there is a God that heard you when you were down and out and you were going through? And the Lord God opened up his ears and he allowed you to come just a little bit closer. I don't know about you, but I thank God that I serve a loving God, a God that is able to look beyond my fault. Anybody realize you got some faults? Anybody realize that you need a power of a loving God? That there are folk that hear the word all the time and yet they are not believers as of yet. What hinders us from being believers is the fact that we have our minds closed and we close our ears and we hear what we want to hear. For a few moments, I want to talk to you about the foundation and the houses that we have so much joy in. And we love to talk about where we live, but I want you to know that I didn't come to this place to stay. And we can't get stressed out about the things that we have to go through in life, because the Bible declares that in this life you shall have trials as well as tribulations. It is very crucial that we learn how to be obedient to the word of God, and we got to learn to do what the word teaches and tells us to do. Our outcome depends on whether we are wise or whether we are foolish. Now, we don't like to be called nobody's fool, but a lot of us allow the devil to make a fool out of us all the time. One minute you're saying that you love the Lord, the next minute the devil is using you to cuss somebody out. But there come a time you just got to let God be your God. It's all right to tell somebody where to get off at, but you got to watch your mouth. You got to watch what come out of your mouth. You got to watch what you say, because what you say, you're going to have to give an account of after a while. Now, I might not be there. Darrell may not be there. But I guarantee you the Lord God will be right there. He is the one true judge, and he's going to judge us according to the works that we've done. Oh, Lord, did I say works? Or should I have said the life that we live? Because all of us can't say that we work in the vineyard. We may go to the vineyard, we may pass by the vineyard, but a whole lot of time we act like our hands are already full. You know any folk that don't never have time to do nothing? Folk that always busy, always got a doctor's appointment, always got an appointment across town. Oh, I got a meeting here, I got a meeting there. But when you meet your God, that appointment is one that you cannot get away from. That appointment is one that you got to face it up, and you got to come straight with God. You cannot lie to your God. You cannot fool God at any time. And you're either a believer or you are an unbeliever. If you are an unbeliever, then you are a foolish person. Because you better learn that there's somebody called Jesus that loves us with an unconditional love. He is the rightful judge, and he will judge us as he sees fit. He is the God that created the heavens and the earth. He is the one that made us from the dust of the ground. He is the one that breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we became living souls. It is because of God that we are here this morning. It is because of him that we even have our beings. I could not move. I could not speak if there wasn't a God somewhere. I thank God for being that kind of God that will allow you an opportunity to tell your God, thank you. There comes a time that you got to understand that it's more than just sitting in the church house. If you're going to hear the word, the Bible declares, as we read in our responsive reading, how can you hear without a preacher? How can the preacher preach unless he be sent? But what good is it to come and preach if you're not going to hear? And if you just gonna hear and still do what you want to do, then it don't make too much sense. But we got to answer to God for ourselves. I got to preach it in season and out of season. I got to talk to some folk that want to hear it, and I got to talk to some folk that don't want to hear it. And I found out that I'm not worried about who want to hear it or who don't want to hear it. You got to suit yourself. Where do you want to spend eternity at? Where do you want to end up at when it's all said and done? You got to learn that there come a time that you got to build on something that's sure, something that you can depend on and hold on. Now, James tells us here, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So in other words, if you want to test your obedience, then when the Lord God said, say I'm sorry, say I'm sorry. That's not a time for you to debate and to say, well, if she hadn't said this, I wouldn't have done that. No, that's not it. You got to learn how to just ask the Lord to forgive you for whatever it is that you've done. And if that other individual don't want to go along with the program, that's on him or her. But you got to learn how to make amends. You got to learn how to go and try to make it right. You got to learn that if I'm going to be a hearer of God's word, then the Bible declared that I need to be a doer of the word and not only a hearer, because when I just hear it and don't do it, I deceive myself. If any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. I like that particular verse, because it says he being not a forgetful hearer. You got to try to hold on to something. that we remember the wrong things. We always remember how to tell something that we don't have any business telling. We always remember what such and such said or what they said. But can you not remember what God said? God said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. God said that I will forgive you of all of your sin if you will confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that I am the Lord thy God. Are there any believers in the house that realize that God looked beyond your faults? Anybody realize that you are in the same boat that everybody else? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I thank God for being that kind of God this morning that will allow me to know that I got to trust the power of a loving God. I got to know God for all that he is and all that he wants us to be. We got to understand that he is the one that made a way out of no way. And if we fail to do what the Lord God said do, then we will find ourselves acting like somebody that is a foolish person. You better learn how to trust the power of a loving God. You got to love God with integrity and with your whole mind. You got to have the mind of God to know that if you love God with your whole heart, then God will do everything that needs to be done in your life. But I wonder this morning, how is it that we say we love God, but we just don't have time for the Lord? We always in a hurry. We always talking about what we got to do. But I stopped by to tell you about a man this morning. A man that will allow you to trust him with all of your heart. Have you ever heard about the Sermon on the Mount? Now, we don't like to sit and hear a sermon but for so long. But now when I look at this Sermon on the Mount, it goes all the way back to the 5th chapter and goes all the way up through the 7th chapter. And Jesus is yet still talking. For the Bible declares, seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set there and his disciples got in place, he opened his mouth and he taught them and he began to teach them the Beatitudes. He began to teach them what it was to be blessed. He began to let them know that there's something about being a child of the King. And the Lord God would let you know as he began to teach and to preach. There's always somebody that think that they know more than you know. And it's all right to have a whole lot of knowledge. But if you don't use it for the right thing, if you don't use it for the glory of God, then all of your knowledge is just going to be in vain. You better trust the power of a loving God. And when I look here in the Word of God this morning and realize that my God sat on the mountaintop and he began to teach the people of God with authority. Don't you know we serve a God of authority? A God that whatever our Lord said, that's what we ought to do. But how many of you know too many times we do what we want to do? In this Sermon on the Mount, he taught us how to love one another. He taught us how to pray a prayer. He taught us how to realize that he is our Father and he's the one that is up in the heavens and the glory. But he wants us to know this morning that every one of us, I know that somebody heard that the Word of God says, upon this rock I will build my church. But the question for you this morning is, where are you going to put your foundation? Where you build your house, on the right foundation or the wrong foundation? Whole lot of time we want to do it our own way. But it's not all about the one that lives in the house, but think about the one that built the house. He's the one that we got to understand. He's the one that we got to treat right. When I think about what my God has done and how the Lord has been right there by my side, I realize here as he get in the 7th chapter, he began to tell us about judging one another. After he tells us about judging one another, he encourages us to open up our mouths and pray. But then I love where he tells us in the 12th verse, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men do unto you, do ye also unto them. Treat others like you want to be treated. If you want somebody to treat you like somebody, then you better treat others like somebody. If you want somebody to treat you with a spirit of love, then you got to learn how to love somebody. If you want somebody to forgive you along the way, you got to learn how to have a forgiving spirit. Is there anybody in the house this morning that realize that it's time for you to build your house? You got to offer your body as a living sacrifice. And the Bible declares in the Word of God that everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, is not not going to make it into the kingdom of God. We got a whole lot of folks saying that they love God. Whole lot of folks saying that they're on the Lord's side. But when it comes time to doing what the Lord wants you to do, you always got one excuse after another. I just stopped by to let somebody know that there's only two foundations. You can build it on a rock or you can build it on sand. The Bible declared that that one that builds on the rock, the wind can blow. Matthew can come through. Matthew can blow the strongest wind he want to blow. The rain may begin to fall down. There may be floods on this side and on that side. But if you built your house on the right foundation, what the Bible is saying, you got to practice what you preach. Every day you ought to talk to the Lord. You ought to ask the Lord to be on your side. And if God is on your side, you know he'll make everything all right. So if you're going to be a wise man or a wise woman, you better build on a solid foundation. That foundation ought to be the rock of Jesus. For when I stand on the rock of my God, you can throw every thought at me that you want to. But I've been covered in the power of a loving God. I got on my armor this morning, and as long as you got on the armor of God, you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. When the devil throw a screw at you, you better learn how to duck. You better learn how to trust the power of a loving God. For my Bible says, if I build it on a rock, I shall be able to stand. That nobody or nothing will be able to blow you down. But let me tell you about the foolish man. That man that built his house on sand. That sand was easy to build on, but it's hard to live in. Because one day you're going this way, and the next way you're going that way. But if you're on the solid rock of the Lord, you may be reeling and a rocket, but how many know you can hold on, and God will carry you through the storm? I thank God that when the storms of life began to rage, I got a God that sits high and look down low. I got a God that's right there by my side. God told me to stop by Fowl's Chapel this morning and ask you what kind of foundation did you build your house on. Well, I just want to let you know this morning that I want to build on a solid rock. I want to be one of those that got a little sense in my head. I want to realize that I want to offer my body as a living sacrifice unto my God. But when I think about this house in the text, it's not talking about the structure of a house building that one might live in, but you're talking about the family of the Lord our God. And I want to let you know, my brothers and sisters, that if we hold on to the power of a loving God, that this old house of ours, if we hold on to God, the Bible declared that when my earthly house of this tabernacle began to dissolve, you see, you're not the same like you used to be. Every day you get a little bit weaker. Every day you get a little bit slower. But as long as you just keep on keeping on, the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But the Bible declared that it's endured to him that endures until the end of the world. So I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm going to tell my God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you that I'm on a solid rock. I thank God for the rock of Jesus, and the rock of Jesus will make a way out of no way. Is there anybody in the house this morning that got the power of a loving God? Are you a foolish believer or are you a wise believer? How many can say I'm on the Lord's side? How many know that I got God all down on the inside? And as long as I got God in my life, the Bible says I can get in the hand of God and nobody is able to pluck me out. I'm going to have some trials and tribulations. I'm going to go through some storm and some rain. But I realize that after all the rain, the sun will shine again. And when God shines his sunshine on us, we ought to let our light shine. Did anybody come to let your light shine? Anybody come to give your God glory? Anybody glad that Matthew didn't take you out? Anybody glad this morning that you still got the power of a loving God? You got a mouth that you can open up this morning. You got a hand that you can raise to the power of God. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm so glad to be in my God's house. I'm so glad to open up my mouth one more time. I'm so glad to realize that on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. No other ground, no other ground, no other ground is sinking sand. Because if I begin to sink, I'm not going to give up. Because I'm going to call up on the name of God. I'm going to look up to the hills of Zion. I'm going to say, oh, Lord, I need you right now. I need somebody to come and see about me. Is there anybody in the house have ever had to call on the Lord? You thought everything was going all right. And all of a sudden, the enemy got all in your mess. But I found out that you can put the enemy right there under your feet. You can mash down on the enemy. You can tell him you don't have no place here and trust the power of a loving God. Where are you going to build your house? On a solid foundation? Or are you going to be on some weak ground? I thank my God for Jesus saying on that day, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Because if I build on a solid rock, no matter how many storms come through, everything's going to be all right. You can board up the windows. You can lock up the doors. Don't you know water has a way? Water can get in some places. It'll still seep right on in. But if your house is on a solid foundation, you may get a little wet, but you won't go under. Because if you're wise enough to say, I'm standing on a solid rock, then things will work out for your good. But Jesus said that the foolish man that built his house upon a sand, that same storm came through, and that storm took his house down in a mighty way. We got to be doers of the word of God and not just hearers only. Because if you're going to be a doer, then that tells me that you're going to be a believer. And if you are a believer, then you are trusting God that what comes, what may, I'm still going to be all right. I serve a God that will make sure that everything is all right. And so what God says to us this morning is that he is a great God. And there's no other God like Jah Jehovah. He is the greatest thing that we ever could have been introduced to. And then when I look at his teachings, and the Bible declares that when he got through with that session, they began to tell him, you speak as one with authority. Because Jesus had that insight. I got to share with you in ways that you can understand. And so that's why he used that terminology, the rock and the sand, and dealing with the foundation that you build on. If you build on a foundation that is not solid and sure, then you are sure to fall. But if you build on that rock of Jesus, it doesn't mean that you're going to be exempt from going through. But if you truly believe that you are the child of the King, no matter how strong that wind blow, it's not going to take you out of here. You'll be one of the ones that will be able to come back and let somebody know just how good God is. As the days progress, there will be people on the television that will be telling you about how they barely made it out and how they've lost everything, but yet they still have hope. Never lose your hope. I don't care how rough it gets. I don't care how many times it seems like there's nobody there but you. The Lord promises that he will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. But the Lord God will be right there. So as we stand to our feet this morning, what is the answer to the question? Where have you built your house? Was you wise or were you foolish? The good thing is that despite what you did yesterday, today, you have another opportunity.